Jim Jordan, We Have to Exercise the Power of the Purse to Limit What the FBI Can Do. By Christina Wong on May 22, 2023. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., Chairman of the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government Subcommittee, said in the wake of Special Counsel John Durham's report that Republicans should use the power of the purse to limit what the FBI can do. Appearing on Fox News's Sunday Morning Futures, Jordan told host Maria Bartiromo, "In the end, money always gets people's attention, and so what we're going to have to do is say, hey, FBI, you can't use federal tax dollars. You can't use the American tax dollars for this kind of activity. We've got to limit how they spend the money, maybe even limit them," he said. The committee has undertaken a number of actions this month. It released a report on the origins of the statement signed by 51 former intelligence officials falsely claiming the New York Post's Hunter Biden's laptop story was Russian disinformation, finding that it was created after then-Biden campaign adviser Antony Blinken reached out to former Deputy CIA Director Michael Morell, who drafted the statement along with former CIA official Mark Palomaropoulos. It also called in former CIA Director John Brennan and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper to testify about their involvement in the statement. Brennan testified on May 11, before Durham's report came out. But Clapper testified on May 17, after the release of Durham's report on May 15. Durham's report found that both Brennan and Clapper were aware as early as July 2016 of intelligence that Hillary Clinton planned to vilify Donald Trump by linking him to Russia. The Weaponization Committee's report on the statement on the Hunter Biden laptop found that Brennan signed onto the statement knowing it was meant to help Biden in the 2020 election and that Clapper had even made edits to it before it was published. Last week, the committee held a public hearing featuring FBI whistleblowers testifying about an anti-conservative bias within the FBI in retaliation for talking to members of Congress. Jordan said in the interview, "We have to use the appropriation. That's the power that the founders wanted. The legislative branch, and in particular the House, where constitutionally every spending bill, every tax bill has to originate in the House. They wanted that body, which stands for election every 2 years, to be the body closer to the people deciding how we spend the money. So we have to exercise our authority, the power of the purse, to limit what the federal government, what the FBI, the Justice Department are doing to the American people," he said. He said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, and Republicans are committed to doing all 12 appropriations bills that fund the government over the next several months. I think the first one will be coming out in a couple of weeks. We've been meeting with the appropriations staff, our staff on Judiciary Committee, to work on how we can limit money, American tax dollars being used in these ways and deal with the overall budget that the FBI and the DOJ is receiving, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.